Now, Billy, you've had a bit of experience at the judiciary. We won't go through all of that, but I'm going to get you to put your judiciary cap on and put yourself in the shoes of the panel members. Let's have a look at the cases that are up tonight, starting off with Momorowski. Paul Momorowski from Penrith. He's seeking a downgrade to his dangerous contact charge in a bid to avoid a two-match suspension. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, what grading did they give him? Did they give him a grade two? Because he's obviously going for a downgrade. Yeah. Look, it did pop up off Tom Dearden's shoulder, and that'll be the point that they argue, the Penrith Panthers. Look, I think if he can get a downgrade, that's a good outcome for Paul. And look, it was a little bit late. It was a little bit high. It did pop up off the shoulder. So if he can get a downgrade, he'll be happy with that, I'd say.
Next one's Victor Radley. A lot of people thought he shouldn't have been sin-binned, and if because he was sin-binned, that was punishment enough. He's facing 3 weeks on the sidelines over a grade two careless high tackle charge on Cameron Munster.
And if he wins this downgrade, it'll only be a $1,900 fine. That's a huge result for not just Victor Radley, but the Roosters with all their injuries that they're going through. Look, I didn't see a whole heap in this incident. Look, it looked more dramatic than it actually was. There was nothing wrong with Munster, and Victor Radley just got wrong-footed. He stuck his arm out. There was no swinging action. There was no malice in it. I thought the 10 minutes in the sin bin was sufficient enough, and if he cops a $1,900 fine on top of that, I'd be happy to let him play this week. Look, there's not a whole heap in this one, so I hope he gets off.
Yeah, it's a big one too. They've got the Anzac Day game against St George Illawarra on Sunday at the SCG, which we'll have a chat about a little bit later on. Latrell Mitchell's the other one. He ended up getting three charges out of that game on the weekend, but the big one is for the tackle, the late hit rather, on David Nofaluma, where he's facing, well, he could be missing three games, maybe even four.
Yeah, I can't believe some of the fines out of this one. I don't even know what they were thinking about. I think it was more just the media hype that was surrounding Latrell Mitchell, which is a little bit unfair. But look, I think he's hit David Nofaluma in the head, so he's got to have a charge. It was a little bit careless, but there was no malice in it. To face four matches for what he did, he had his back turned. You could see he was just putting his arm out so David Nofaluma couldn't get past him, and he's accidentally hit him in the mouth. So, look, I think this downgrade will be successful as well. There's no doubt that it was careless, and if you hit someone in the head, you've sort of got to pay the repercussions. But, I hope Latrell gets the downgrade and only faces, what does he face, one match if he gets that downgrade?
Yeah, one game. Geez, I tell you what, the Panthers, the Roosters and the Rabbitohs, they'd be hoping that Billy Slater was on the panel with those answers.
Well, we've got to have a bit of common sense about it. It's a contact sport. There's going to be, at stages, there's going to be accidents that have happened. I don't see any of these real intentional malice acts. I think we've got to, there's going to be panelists up there that have played the game, and I'm sure they're going to have the view that I have.